Puchalski back to throw, looking to the left side of the field. Pass incomplete.
Boy, hit him in a bad spot, the hands.
Intended for Ryan Sting, and he was running with the football before he caught it.
That's right.
And I think he heard Tyler Peruski's footsteps also. He got lit up twice already by him.
And well, he should.
So a huge fourth down play for the Bearcat defense.
Let's see what Coach Becker can dial up.
Fourth and 10. 6:41 to play here in the third quarter. Puchalski back to throw. Looking, the pass is picked off! It's Brian Nash on the return out of the 25 to the 30-yard line, and the Bearcats get the football back.
Great coverage on the play. Defensive backs are right there where they should be, and they get the interception. Nicely done.
So the Bearcats avoid some danger there. They get the football back with 6.5 to play in the third quarter. They'll spot it at the 32-yard line. Bearcats up 28-21.
And that's the third turnover by Neuvel this evening. Two fumbles by Bennett Lewis, and this one an interception by Puchalski.
Austin Drake comes up under center for the Bearcats. Full house formation behind him, and hit at the line of scrimmage, Tyler Peruski.
What's interesting, and I don't know if this is a halftime adjustment that Neuvel has made, but they were in a six-man front there, a 6-2. So I don't know if they're going to try to commit themselves to stopping that inside trap by going to the six front, or that just might be just a quick change, trying to throw the offensive line ugly off.
And that might be an invitation to Austin Drake to throw that ball.
Just maybe thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put you in charge of watching that. Second down coming up for the Bearcats. A loss of a yard in the play. Second down and 11. Drake back to throw under some pressure. Got the pass away. It's completed. And it looks to be close enough for a first down as Jason Kaufman makes the catch for the Bearcats. So, Jason, you hit it right on the head.
Yeah, nice job by Drake there. Was under a little bit of pressure. Kept his poise, set his feet. Found Jason Kaufman for a first down.
So not only do they have to keep an eye on Eric Booms, but it's Brian Nash out there who's been the recipient of a couple throws, and now Jason Kaufman. So
really mixing it up.
Yeah,
really mixing it up.
Really forced to keep an eye on everybody now. First and 10 for Ubley, ball sitting at their own 44-yard line. Drake will hand it off, and going through
nice
the middle, Brad Cleary. Cleary up to midfield.
Boy, he keeps those feet driving and picks up an extra 6 yards.
And he will push his way into Neuvel territory to the 49.
That's a Cleary family trait right there. They don't go down on first contact. We've seen that the past couple of years with his brothers Mitch and Justin. Hard to bring down.
Gain of 7 on the last play. Second down and 3 coming up. Drake brings everybody up to the line of scrimmage. He'll call out the play. And he'll take the snap and hand it off. Tyler Peruski, the ball carrier. Peruski with a first down, and he's off to the races. Peruski taken down inside the 30, close to the 25-yard line. And a shaken up Neuvel player out there who gets up and is a little slow and is limping as he works his way back to the huddle.
Neuvel is putting 9 guys in a box up near the front of the line. Peruski broke through that second level, and he's gone. Very nicely done.
And I believe Ryan Sting, the Neuvel Panther who was shaken up on the last play, he's been taking a beating tonight.
He has been.
First and 10 for the Bearcats at the Neuvel 26-yard line. Drake going to try and run off as much time as he can here, and he'll take the snap and hand it off. This time it is Brian Nash, the ball carrier. As an ugly lineman lost their helmet out there. Forward progress for Nash will give him the 24-yard line to pick up a close to 2.
Lauder must be doing some work out there. Lost his helmet. I thought it was a fumble at first.
Second down and 8 coming up. The clock running with 3:50 to play in the third quarter. The Bearcats with a 28-21 lead. over Nouvelle. The winner of this game goes up against either Ravenna or Merrill. That football game is 1 o'clock tomorrow. Winner of this football game also gets a home game in the regional championship. If the Bearcats win, it'll be here. If Nouvelle wins, they'll be hosting that regional title game. Handoff, Tyler Peruski, the ball carrier, and Peruski taken down inside the 20 near the 18-yard line. That is a gain of close to 6 yards on the play, so third down and two coming up.
I am just so impressed with your math skills. You do that very quickly.
And math is not my strong point, I will tell you that. Third down and two as Drake brings everybody up to the line once again. Full house formation behind him. Austin Drake, the quarterback, and a fumble on the play. Bearcats.
Looks like Brett Cleary fell on it.
Will recover here, and it'll bring up fourth down. And a loss of a couple yards there. It'll back it up to the 20.
Well, if I didn't know any better, it looked like Saginaw there was in a seven diamond. Seven man on the line of scrimmage inside the gaps. And they had one linebacker. So that could have thrown off the snap count, caused a little disruption in the ugly line, and cost them a play.
Fourth down coming up for Ubley. Fourth and three, 2:15 to go in the third quarter.
Sure enough, yep, they're in the seven diamond.
28-21, Bearcats with the lead. Fourth down at the Nouvelle 20. They'll hand it off and go straight up the middle, and he stopped short of the first down, so Nouvelle will get the football back on downs.
Good job by Nouvelle making the adjustment to slow down that ugly running game and forcing the play to stop short of the first down, and Nouvelle will take over on downs. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Now, turn it back over to the defense. And
they shut him down last time.
That's
so
right.
We'll see what happens now.
First and 10 for Nouvelle, ball sitting at the Ubley 20-yard line. The Panthers trail 28-21. They'll run from the I formation. Hand it off, Bennett Lewis, the ball carrier. Lewis stacked up near the 23-yard line.
Curtis Booms turned that play in real nice, let his linebackers clean up the mess.
Second down coming up for Nouvelle. Second down and 7. Minute and 40 left to go here in the third quarter.
And the good thing for the Bearcats, Lewis hasn't been able to get wide, show that speed that he has. Probably doing a pretty good job containing him, although he does have 3 short touchdown runs this evening.
Back to throw is Buchalski. Looking now under a little pressure. Got it. Oh, it's intercepted! Nope, they're going to say it's incomplete, trapped against the ground, but Bearcats almost had it.
You know, that's our first bad call tonight.
Like to see that one under review.
Yeah, yeah.
Should I have Al wind back the tape here quick?
Third down for Nouvelle. Third down and 7. That'll stop the clock with 1:20 to play. Third quarter.
Maybe we can ask the WNEM5 guy to roll back his tape a little bit for us. It looked like he had a pretty good angle on it.
Third and 7 from the Nouvelle 23-yard line. Buchalski back to throw again, looking to the right side of the field, under pressure, and he's sacked! Dropped at the 12-yard line. That's the first sack of the night for the Bearcat defense, and they will get the football back here.
Very nicely done. They're starting to get a little bit of pressure on that quarterback.
Well, again, the adjustments made at halftime there. You know, we talked about Nouvelle making adjustments to stop the Ubley running game. Well, Ubley is going to make some adjustments. They hadn't gotten a lot of pressure on the passing game for Nouvelle. And that time there, Josh Kabotsky coming in with the sack, and Nouvelle punting for the first time this evening.
Bearcats should get this football back in decent shape here. Nice kick, and it'll take a Nouvelle bounce.
Wow.
All the way back inside the 20-yard line, so it proved me wrong. I would have thought the Bearcats might have tried to catch that one and go.
Yeah, exactly. Looked like he went trying to go with a safe call, let it go.
68-yard punt by Nouvelle.
35 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 28-21. Bearcats with a 1-touchdown advantage, and they have the football back here at their own 19-yard line.